بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, in today's verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about dhulam and injustice and the punishment that awaits a person who is a zalim, who is oppressive, who is unjust. And here generally when we speak about zulam, about a zalim, then our minds go to that person who makes zulam on others. That person who harms somebody else, who hurts somebody else, who takes away the hukuk and the rights of others. But in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to the fact that the greatest zalim or the worst form of zulam, of injustice, is actually that person who makes zulam upon himself. And how does a person make zulam upon himself? By disbelieving in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by rejecting the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rejecting the anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, thereby causing himself to land up in the fire of Jahannam. So this is in actual fact zulam, oppression against oneself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا أَوْ كَذَّبَ بِآيَاتِهِ. That who can be more oppressive, who can be more unjust, who can be a greater zalim than that person who has fabricated a lie against Allah, or he has rejected the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, he associates partners to Allah, and in this way he is lying against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't accept the verses of Tawheed. He doesn't accept the message of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. So this person is the greatest zalim, the greatest unjust person, the greatest oppressive person. And then Allah tells us, إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Verily, those who are zalim, those who are oppressive, will not be successful. In this world, they will not attain success. And of course, in the akhirat, they will not be successful. What will be the scene on the day of Qiyamah when this zalim, this oppressive person will come? وَيَوْمَ نَحْشُرُهُمْ جَمِيعًا. Allah says, think of that day when we will raise all of them, we will gather them all together. ثُمَّ نَقُولُ لِلَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَيْنَ شُرَكَاءُكُمُ الَّذِينَ كُنْتُمْ تَزْعُمُونَ. And then we will say to those who had ascribed partners to me, that where are those who you would claim were my partners? أَيْنَ شُرَكَاءُكُمُ الَّذِينَ كُنْتُمْ تَزْعُمُونَ. Where are those who you would claim were my partners, whether it be those idols or whoever else it was that they worshipped or they obeyed besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah will ask them, where are they now? In other words, ask them to come to your rescue, ask them to assist you, ask them to save you from the fire of Jahannam. So this question will be posed to these people, to these mushrikeen. ثُمَّ لَمْ تَكُنْ فِتْنَتُهُمْ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا وَاللَّهِ رَبِّنَا مَا كُنَّا مُشْرِكِينَ. Allah says their answer or their excuse will be nothing but to say that wallahi, oh Allah, we take your name, رَبِّنَا, you are our Lord, مَا كُنَّا مُشْرِكِينَ, we never ascribed any partners to you, we never worshipped anything besides you. We, in other words, they are claiming Tawheed. They are claiming that we would only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, we all know on the day of Qiyamah, these people themselves will understand and realize that it's not possible to hide from Allah. We cannot deny what we had done in this world. But yet, the desperation is so much that they will still attempt to deny what they had done. So they will say, Wallahi Rabbina, Wallah, we take an oath in your name that ma kunna mushrikeen. We did not associate any partners to you. We did not worship anything besides you. Allah says, "Unzur kayfa kadhabu ala anfusihim." Look at how they are lying against themselves. In this world, they would lie about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would say, Allah has a partner, Allah has a son, Allah has children. Wal'iyadhu billah. Now they are reduced to lying about themselves. وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. And that which they had fabricated in this world, those so-called partners of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ, غَابَ عَنْهُمْ, they have now vanished from their sight. They are not there anymore. They are not there to come to their rescue. They are not there to assist them. They are not there to help them. And of course, we know the end result of these people is that they will end up in the fire of Jahannam. So this is the difference between shirk and iman. And Mufassirin have written under this verse that from here we can understand the value of the commodity of iman. What a priceless gift Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. This tawheed, this belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where a person, one is now, as far as aqidah is concerned, a person believes in the oneness of Allah. And then as far as our ibadat is concerned, that a person only does things for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for anyone else. We can understand now the difference between iman and shirk. the value of Iman as opposed to Shirk, that a person will be saved from the fire of Jahannam, and that person who is a mushrik, who is a kafir, who did not have Iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. So the Iman is so valuable, so precious, especially in the times that we are now currently going through, respected brothers and elders. Now we know it is the holiday period, and there will be different tests, different things out there that are waiting to take away our Iman. How important it is for us to first and foremost understand our own value. Understand the value of our Iman, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us. It should not be that the entire year we made an effort and we came to the masjid, we stayed away from evil, we stayed away from the avenues of evil. And now because it is the holiday season, things are a bit more relaxed, the mood is light. It is called the silly season also. It should not be that we also become silly, that we also do those things that are silly as far as our Iman is concerned, and we put our Iman there, that it can be snatched away and taken away by shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, grant us strong Iman, allow us to come through these periods of time with our Iman and our A'mal intact. Allah give us correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.